A significant multi-hazard storm will impact the Northeast through tomorrow night. For most of our area, this storm will be more wet than white. However, an accumulation of snow, sleet, and ice is likely in northern and western areas. A winter weather advisory is in effect for northern New York and central and northern Vermont, where 1 to 4 inches of snow and sleet and up to 1/4 of an inch of ice will be possible. Further, a winter weather advisory is in effect in western areas, including the Mohawk and Schoharie Valleys, the Catskills as well, where an accumulation of snow and sleet will create slippery travel conditions. An accumulation of up to 1/4 of an inch of ice due to freezing rain is possible in this area. A winter storm warning is in effect for the Adirondacks. Here, the cold air will hold on for a longer period. Accumulation of snow, sleet, and ice will exceed 6 inches in this area by Thursday morning. Some areas may exceed 1 foot. On the warmer side of the storm, from the capital region on south and east, precipitation will be mainly in the form of rain. Rain will be heavy at times later tonight into tomorrow and could result in flooding. A flood watch is in effect for the Mid-Hudson Valley, interior Connecticut, all of western Massachusetts, and southern Vermont. Rainfall will exceed 2 inches in some areas through tomorrow afternoon. Also, a wind advisory is in effect for interior Connecticut and the Pioneer Valley in western Massachusetts. South to southeast wind gusts could reach 50 miles per hour late tonight through tomorrow. In terms of the timeline, the wintry mix will change to rain in most areas tonight. However, wintry weather will linger on for a longer period in northern and western areas. As the storm tracks over New York City and the Hudson Valley tomorrow, most areas will receive rain. The wind will be gusty from the east and southeast through the day. As the storm passes later in the day, cold air will wrap around the backside of the storm, resulting in a change back to snow in many areas late tomorrow into tomorrow night, which could result in a freeze and slippery travel. Additional accumulation of snow is likely in the mountains tomorrow night. Thursday and Friday will be cold and breezy with gusty northwesterly winds. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, a wintry mix of snow and sleet, changing to freezing rain and rain in most areas, breezy, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely in most areas, rain will change to snow later in the day and at night, windy, high in the mid-30s to lower 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, a wintry mix of snow and sleet changing to freezing rain and rain in most areas, low 30 to 35. Cloudy with rain likely in most areas tomorrow. Rain will change to snow late in the day and at night. Windy, high in the mid to upper 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, an early wintry mix will change all to rain, breezy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, rain likely and windy, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, an early wintry mix will change to all rain, breezy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. Rain will change to snow late in the day and at night, windy, high in the 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of snow showers mainly in the mountains, windy and cold, high in the 20s to around 30, and on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.